Hi there, you're listening to the Estranged Heart Podcast, and I'm your host, Creed Revere. Welcome back to our returning listeners, and if this is your first time here, thank you for selecting this podcast to listen to. As we begin today's episode, I invite you to grab a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and listen with an open heart. But first, the regular disclaimer. I am not a licensed therapist or counselor. Nothing within this podcast should be considered or taken as therapy. If you are in need of therapeutic support, such as counseling, please seek out a therapist near you.
Hello from Florida. We have landed in our new normal here. And after a 7-day, 3,422-mile trek, we have a new daily norm and are settling in. It's a little bit of a different world here. It's quite unusual to wake up to sunshine darn near every day. Yeah, temperatures yesterday was 91, and in Washington, it's still in the 50s or so. So it's quite different to be here. So there's more to come regarding that entire experience, the prepping, the planning, the prepping, the packing, the actual trek, and the settling in. And that will come in the months ahead. So be watching for and listening for updates and things of that nature. I have absolute sheer gold to share with you all regarding familial relationships and estrangement and reconciliation work as a result of this journey that I have just gone on. So those stories and experiences will be forthcoming in upcoming episodes. So be watching for those if that's of interest to you. I want to thank the guest that we had a 4-part series on, the estranged adult daughter, who so courageously shared her story with vulnerability and authenticity, always keeping curiosity at the forefront of everything that she does. The series in each episode were very well received. The estranged adult children reached out in droves, saying, yes, oh my gosh, yes, she's speaking my story. They all shared that she and the story that she shared were things that they have thought, experienced, felt, etc. So parents, if you're listening, if you have not already listened to that 4-part series that just occurred the end of March, first part of April of 2024, I encourage you to go back and listen to that. Very insightful, lots of information about how your estranged adult child might be feeling. I actually also had estranged mothers who reached out. They reached out with compassion and heartbreak to know this woman's history. And one in particular, a strange mom, said, I listened to all 4 episodes, and for the very first time, I understood what my estranged daughter is going through and why. I'm so deeply grateful for the estranged daughter that shared her experiences. So this is the power of sharing our stories. It gives insight where we didn't have insight before. And when we can do and share those stories with kindness and compassion, along with authenticity, it really resonates with others. So I want to thank her. I just want to thank her. Her big brave was really just that, big and brave. So again, if you haven't listened to that 4-part series, I encourage you to do so. If you're listening to this episode somewhere in the week of April 22nd of 2024, I have 2 Zoom support groups for estranged moms, and we have one or two slots left. The meetings are on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. or Saturdays at 10 a.m., and that is Eastern Standard Time. So if you're interested in joining, please email me for an application. That is, the email address is theestrangedheart@gmail.com. And I've also had some estranged adult children who've reached out asking for a Zoom support group for them as well. And if you are interested in joining such a group, please let me know. I am happy to facilitate a support group for adult children who are estranged from their parents. And would probably be a little different than most other support groups. So if it's something that is of interest to you, feel free to email me. I'm happy to have a conversation around that. An introduction to today's episode, which is titled Transitions Create Opportunities. The estranged heart has been undergoing changes over the course of the last year, and that has been a direct result of personal changes that I have been going through over this last year. And I'm hoping to be able to clarify some of those things. I'm hoping to be able to bring a conversation to the table about this and how change can create opportunities, transitions can create opportunities, and how we can potentially embrace those, even with our knees shaking, even with fear, and not knowing what the future holds. There is really no part of my life that has ever remained stagnant. Although my relationship with transition and change has changed. And there was once a time when I was adamantly opposed to quote unquote remaining stagnant or remaining still and not changing. And today I see things very differently. And this is what happens when we're on our healing journeys. Again, healing happens in layers. And as a result, the deeper we go, the more we uncover, the more we can learn about ourselves, and the more that we can transition and evolve. And that happens through change. So that's what today's episode is about. I encourage you to sit down with a cup of coffee or tea and listen with an open heart. And I invite you to consider what your relationship with change is. It's actually a question that I posed to one of my support groups. So also, if you are interested in coaching support through your estrangement experience and or your reconciliation experience, please let me know. I know that a lot of us, myself included, are so, when we're in the middle of estrangement, we're just so eager to reconcile that, you know, we're doing all the things, we're studying, we're talking to professionals, we're, you know, what do I need to do to reconcile? What do I need to do to reconcile? And then we're practicing those things, and then we find ourselves reconciled, and then we have this moment of freeze where we are shocked and stunned at, oh my goodness, I worked so hard to get to this place and now I don't know what to do. Now what? I mean, my kids let me back into their life, but oh gosh, I'm walking on eggshells and I don't know what to do. I'm so scared of ending up back being estranged, and I don't know what to do. If you're looking for support around that, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to help you to navigate a new and different landscape. Again, change. Again, transitions. So if that is of interest to you, feel free to email me, theestrangedheart@gmail.com. On to today's episode. To begin today's episode, I wanted to share two quotes with you. The first the biggest danger in the world today is not the asking of questions, but the assumption that we have all the answers. Not the invitation to change, but the tendency to run from change. Not dramatically new ideas about life, but the same old ideas. And that is by Neil Donald Walsh. And the second quote is, an understanding heart is everything in a teacher and cannot be esteemed highly enough. One looks back with appreciation to the brilliant teachers, but with gratitude to those who touched our human feelings. The curriculum is so much necessary raw material, but warmth is the vital element for the growing plant and for the soul of the child. And that is by Carl Jung. So as I contemplated today's episode, a lot of thoughts went through my head. A lot of maybe this, maybe that. Should I talk about this? Should I talk about that? And I think the overarching message that I would like to get across today is that this podcast and the work that I do in the estrangement and reconciliation worlds will always be in transition. It's who I am in my personal life and my professional life, which means by default, it's will also be the life of this podcast. So I know that that scares some people. I know that some people, it thrills them. And there are still others that are somewhere in the middle. And I want everyone to know that wherever you're at, with regard to the transitions and changes of the Estranged Heart podcast, it's okay. I've always said this podcast and the work that I do cannot be all things to all people. And it might only be a thing in your life for a season. It might be a thing in your life for always, as long as it exists. And all of those are okay. So while I don't remain stagnant, none of us remain stagnant, right? We all age. We all grow. We're all not, well, not physically. The toddlers, you know, crawling around, learning how to walk. We're grown adults. And as we age and hopefully mature, our perspectives will grow and mature and evolve. What we need in life at different seasons of life, different phases of life, will also change. And by default, that means, again, this podcast and its place in your life. So I want to begin by kind of talking about this last year and my own personal life and how it's kind of affected the last year of the podcast and the work that I'm doing with estranged parents and adult children. So first of all, I want to thank AC for his contribution to the Estranged Heart. I appreciate his willingness to share his estrangement experience and estrangement insights. And I'm grateful for our collaboration time together. For those of you who would like to hear more from AC, you can do so by tuning into his podcast, In the Blood, which is available on all major podcast platforms. And my work with AC was one of those transitions and changes with the podcast. which started about this time last year, I guess, maybe a little earlier, and then ended the end of last year. And there were, I think there was growth for both of us through that. And which then, as all growth does, it leads to, oh my gosh, I find that I have different needs. I'm finding I have, you know, what about this interest and what about that interest? And thoughts and ideas kind of spawn from that. And it was a direct mirror of my own personal life and professional life during this last year. The changes that happened with the estranged heart over this last year, again, were a direct reflection of that. I, over the last year, I left a career that I thought I was going to be in forever. That ended. I ended decades old relationships, friendships. Those ended. I ended where I lived physically and dreams that I once had. I left those for new dreams. And so with all of those endings came new beginnings. And the piece that I think stops a lot of us from changing or fearing change is the unknown. What's on the other side? If I change this and move to that, what's that going to look like? And if that's not clearly laid out, mapped out, know all the ins and outs of it, most of us will not step forward into that change willingly. I happen to think that the universe can oftentimes shove us into changes. But change tends to be a little bit of a smoother process when we can step into it willingly, right? So this, I think, reflects our relationships that we have with our adult children or with our parents, right? And it's where I see a lot of parents getting stuck is not wanting things to change. And because things have changed without their consent, without their willingness to step into it. So these are things that have happened in my life over the last year. And then again, by default, the podcast is changing. I don't know where this podcast is going to go. I didn't know where this podcast was going to go when I started it, but I stepped into it and thought, again, if I could let one person know they're not alone and give them hope, then I will have accomplished what I needed to do with this podcast. And that has proven itself time and time again. So the evolution of what this podcast is about and where it's going to go, while I have a general idea, I don't know. I don't have solid plans, and I want to keep it that way. I thought I had solid plans to live in Washington for the rest of my life. Well, that didn't happen. I thought I had solid plans to remain in a career that I thought was going to be mine forever. And that didn't happen. I thought I was going to have friendships and relationships that were decades old forever. And that didn't happen. So I guess what I'm trying to say is when we can embrace the unknown, we don't know what's on the other side of that. And what could be on the other side of that could be something more amazing than what we ever could have thought up on our own. Take, for instance, when I moved from Florida to Washington State, it was in the middle of one of the biggest crises of my life at that point in time. And I had zero idea of what life in Washington was going to be like. I didn't know where I was going to live. I knew I was going to land and stay with friends when I first arrived, but I didn't know where I was going to land. I didn't know where I was going to work. I didn't know any of that. And while the first 10 years or so of my life in Washington were quite difficult, they were also quite amazing. And it is there that I learned to embrace change. And as a result, I'm seeing change now in my life in ways that I never expected. And I've learned to embrace those. I've learned to embrace the unknown without clenching my teeth, without clenching my, my palms and all of that, and have tried to relax more into it. When we find ourselves in transitions in our relationships, it's very easy for us to cling to what we've known. It's easy to cling to what we know to be safe and what we believe to be secure. And I'm here to tell you that none of that generally is true. It might be for a season in your life, but by and large, life is change. And when we clench and try to hold on to and force things to remain the same, the more exhausted we become, the more we feel like we're sinking in quicksand, the more we are unable to see the opportunities and the beautiful and amazing things that life has for us. So I encourage you to reflect upon what change means to you in your life. What's your relationship with change? And how can this change in your life, this estrangement, this reconciliation, bring you home or closer to home? And that home being your authentic self. And I am a believer that our authentic selves are those who exude compassion and empathy and understanding for ourselves and for others. When we've embraced the change, we've done the healing work, we've stepped into the healing work, we do the healing work, we continue to peel back the layers, we continue to welcome change into our life. And I just want to say here for just a moment, welcoming change doesn't necessarily mean that you're throwing a big, party and you're just so super stoked and excited about it. You can welcome change and say, I am scared to death. And I have to continue to move forward. That's where I'm at with this podcast. It's kind of like I call it like life symbology. It's kind of like our lives mirror other parts of our lives, right? And I know there's been significant change in my life over this last year. And there's been significant change with this podcast. And I appreciate all of you for sticking around and working with me through it. And there's more change to come. Because I believe that the estranged heart is meant to be a guiding light, to help show others the way, to navigate through change in life's transitions, and come out on the other side with hearts that are more healed, have deeper compassion for self and others, and are living authentically with empathy as their ride or die. And I believe, it's my belief, that we as parents, that's part of our job, is to show our children how to do that. And I think in most cases of estrangement, our children are actually showing us that. They're showing us how to embrace change. They're showing us that they're trying to find their way to their authenticity. And they're trying to find compassion and empathy, not only for others, but for themselves. And they're asking for that in return. So there will be changes forthcoming with the estranged heart. As I said before, I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. Some logistical pieces will be changing. I don't know if the frequency and length of episodes will be changing with the podcast. If you have input, you have something you would like for me to hear or know about regarding this podcast, please let me know. Again, I can be reached via email at theestrangedheart@gmail.com. But this podcast will never remain stagnant. If it comes to a place and time where I feel it's headed that way, I will stop the production of the podcast. Because life is about change. And life is about opportunities. And I want me and you and this podcast to all continue to evolve and grow and transform. And we can't do any of that if we're stuck and remain where we are today. So I believe I will leave it here for today. I thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging in there with me through these changes. And I hope that you are looking forward to the upcoming changes as much as I am. Until next time.
This brings this episode to a close. I hope that this time together was time you feel well spent and that you are able to find some takeaway nuggets to help you on your journey, wherever you may be on your estrangement and reconciliation path. If you feel you've received something helpful or positive from this podcast, please consider following us, sharing this podcast with others, leaving a positive review, perhaps entertaining becoming a guest on our show, or following us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok under the same name, The Estranged Heart. As a reminder, there is an online support group on Facebook. If you are a estranged mom who identifies as being spiritual and approaches estrangement with a sense of curiosity rather than blame and judgment and desire to do inner self-work and reflection, please seek us out. We can be found at facebook.com/estrangedmothers support group. And lastly, if you are an estranged parent or an estranged adult child and would like to have your story shared on the podcast, anonymously or not, please reach out to me via email at theestrangedheart@gmail.com.